Support comes from Austin Water's WaterWise Landscape and Rainscape programs for customers replacing water-thirsty lawns with drought-tolerant native plants. Applications and program information at austinwater.org.
On these warm summer nights, I see them often as I drive home on FM 803. They sometimes stop, frozen for a few seconds, their eyes reflecting my headlights in an eerie red, and then they dash off into giant clumps of prickly pear where predators can't follow. The Spaniards named them armadillos, the little armored ones. It was a term of affection, and all who have lived in this land called Texas ever since have been fond of them. To me, they are the small animal version of an armored-up Humvee, and they are truly armored. A man in East Texas shot one with a .38 caliber pistol, and the bullet ricocheted off the armadillo's thick plating and hit the man in the face. He recovered. The armadillo could never be found. They are impressive survivors. In fact, in the land before Texas, their distant relatives roamed the earth 4 million years ago. The original armadillos, called glyptodons, reached a weight of 2 tons, about the size of white rhinos, 4,000 pounds. Plus, they had a club-like spiky tail. If they were running around Texas today, we wouldn't have roadkill, we'd have car kill. We'd call them armadillantes, the giant armored ones. We'd need thick steel fences for them, probably electrified like those in the original Jurassic Park movie. Not sure you'd want to go home with the armadillo in such circumstances. Speaking of Jurassic Park, scientists, perhaps inspired by a scene from that film, compared the fossil remains of ancient armadillos, glyptodons, to our modern ones. Two geneticists in 2016 analyzed the ancient DNA of a glyptodon with that of modern armadillos and found evidence that they are directly related. Why the original was so large, or why its descendants became miniaturized, is an unsolved mystery. In Texas, the nine-banded armadillo is the most common, and down in South America, they have what we now call giant armadillos, but they're only 6 feet long, if you include the tail, and they weigh 70 pounds. Still, if I saw one of those around here, I think I'd just go the other way. At the other end of the scale is the fairy armadillo, also from South America, which is only about 4 inches long and pink. You can hold it in the palm of your hand. Though our Texas armadillo can't roll into a perfect ball like the Brazilian three-banded one, it does have this special ability. The females give birth to 4 identical quadruplets every time, producing as many as 16 pups in a lifetime. Bet they're glad they don't have to send them all to college. The Texas armadillo, the nine-banded one, has certainly worked its way into iconic status here. There are armadillo t-shirts, tattoos galore, armadillo lamps, no armadillos hurt in the making of the lamps, armadillo campers and trailers, armadillo restaurants that don't serve armadillo. However, during the Great Depression, an era many blamed on President Herbert Hoover, food was scarce, and many people in Texas hunted and ate armadillos, calling them poor man's pork or Hoover hogs. Later on, people blamed leprosy in Texas on armadillo meat. No doubt the best-known armadillo business, opened from 1970 to 1980, now extinct, was the Armadillo World Headquarters in Austin. The nightclub was named after the armadillo in order to commemorate the fact that it was located in an old National Guard armory. Though long out of business, the Armadillo World Headquarters helped lay the foundation for the world-class live music scene that thrives in Austin today. To properly honor all the positive influences of the armadillo's mystique in Texas, the 1995 legislature declared the nine-banded armadillo the official state small mammal of Texas. The law reads in part, "Whereas the armadillo is a hardy, pioneering creature that chose to begin migrating here at about the time that Texas became a state, And whereas the armadillo possesses many remarkable and unique traits, some of which parallel the attributes that distinguish a true Texan, such as deep respect and need for the land, the ability to change and adapt, and a fierce undying love for freedom, and whereas the armadillo is as proud and indomitable as the state from which it hails, it is resolved that the 74th Legislature of the State of Texas hereby designates the armadillo as the official small state mammal of Texas. The Texas longhorn was made the official large state mammal in the same legislation, by the way. And then we also have the unofficial honoring of the little armored ones and this song written by Gary P. Nunn. So the armadillo is distinguished by legislation, protected by law, and immortalized in song. Is Texas a great country or what? I'm W.F. Strong. These are stories from Texas. Some of them are true.
Do brain games really make me smarter? What is all this screen time doing to my brain? How do I protect my brain as I age? Find the answers to life's most and least pressing questions about your mind with the Two Guys on Your Head podcast. Check it out wherever you get your podcasts.